Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. It's a hit breakfast show. On Hit 96.9.
Another big show, Herbs. How are you feeling, the come down?
Yeah, feeling good. Very excited to have another show in the bank and can't wait for tomorrow's show. But we did have a huge one today. We jumped into the world of strange phobias. Gosh, some people are scared of weird things.
Yeah, my sister has one that takes the cake. We speak to her. Plus, we talk about Instagram. How many stories is too much, Herbs?
I tell you what, 84, I'm going to give you the hint. 84 is too much.
Plus, this was cool. We had a dream analyst on the show. This is after we spoke yesterday, if you heard the catch-up. If we've been having a lot of strange and vivid dreams, turns out we're not alone, and she breaks it all down for us.
And I reckon I've come across the best weather reporter in the world.
What he does is pretty amazing. Plus, I got banned from TikTok, guys. How? How did that happen? It's almost impossible. You'll find out. Enjoy the catch up. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Herbs, I've been banned from a social media platform, and I need your help on where I'm going wrong here. So you know I love a TikTok.
Yes, you do love a TikTok.
And this
but you also love to be banned on a social media platform, can I point out? You have been banned off Tinder, haven't you?
Yeah, but that was for a radio thing that I tried to do.
I
don't think I've actually said this on air, but what I did is last year when there was that filter where you can make yourself look like a girl, I downloaded Tinder and I put myself as a girl and tried to catfish guys. And then, but before it got bad, I just sent them a message when they swipe on me going, hey, it's Josiah from the radio. Two or three dudes reported me to Tinder.
Fair play.
Banned for life, apparently. This time I've been banned from TikTok, which is really frustrating because during quarantine and this isolation period, all you want to do is film a TikTok and get it up there for the fans to see, you know?
Well, I'd like to say I know, but I don't. I just don't have the energy to give myself to a whole new other platform. I think if you're going to do TikTok, don't half-ass it. I mean, I've seen yours. You could do better.
Yeah, I could.
You want to have a strong profile, and that's why I'm not committing to this TikTok.
Well, the one video I did put with you in my TikTok is my second most viewed video. You can search Josiah Sharla on TikTok. I've only got like 60 followers, so do what you can there to help me out. But there is there was a video I put up around New Year with my best mate Chad, and basically he drops his pants and he's wearing his Speedos and he's wiggling his junk in it. Anyway, that got banned because it's a Chinese platform. The Chinese are very, very sensitive, so there's not much you can get away with. It's not like Instagram where it's basically soft porn.
Literally.
There's a new song by, Duke Jermont?
Yeah.
He's one of my favourite artists, right? Now, he's got a new song, which is going viral on TikTok at the moment. It's called Red Light, Green Light.
When I say red light.
This is it.
Yes.
I need you to stop. When I say green light, I need you to go.
Red light. Green light.
So people do that and they do whatever dance they want to on TikTok.
Do you know what I love? That it was a song before. It's been out for a while. But it's when it gets onto TikTok, then people start realising it. It's happened to a lot of songs that we've been playing.
Just like Doja Cat, which we just played before. Now, I had the genius idea last night when I was sitting on the couch pretty bored. There was a video that went viral last year that I had on my phone. It was that girl that was sitting there pretty well naked. She had a top on, but you could see her butt. And she did a fart gender reveal. Have a listen to this. That's her farting, and
I do remember that.
Blue smoke comes out, and her friends dance around and chill. What I thought I'd do last night is I got that video, and when the song says green light, that's when the smoke comes out, and the friends start dancing.
When I say red light,
have a listen.
I need you to stop.
And picture this.
When I say green light, I need you to go.
Red light.
Fart.
Green light.
And everyone celebrates. TikTok not only banned that video, but gave me the three-strike warning. I've been banned off TikTok for a while. I just don't know where I'm going wrong, Herbs.
Do you know what? That's a good idea of your TikTok there. It was a good idea, but the colours didn't match up to the song.
Yeah, I needed it to be green smoke coming out of a bar.
Green smoke. So maybe you should redo it. If you're really going to go out on a bang of TikTok, you've had three strikes. You haven't been completely banned yet. Let's redo the video with you having put green powder in your butt, let off a little fart, and then we'll put that on TikTok and see if you get banned for life.
Yeah, but people don't want to see my butt. They'd rather see someone like you. So, Herbie, I'm coming over today.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Yesterday on the show, Josiah, we discussed dreams as you and I had realised that we'd both been having very vivid and clear dreams and we weren't sure if we were alone, but then Megan from Tat caught up and said she's the same. She's having weird dreams as well, and we weren't too sure what it was all about. We had our thoughts. We were guessing, oh, maybe because we had a break. But we thought, nah, let's get an expert on. Let's get someone who actually knows about dreams.
Yeah, to help everyone out, the poll on Instagram for us as well had about 80% of people agreeing with us across the Goulburn Valley. Everyone's got the same thing happening to them. So we've tracked down Jane Teresa Anderson. She's a dream analyst, she's a writer, and she's a mentor. And she joins us on the phone now. Thanks so much for joining us, Jane.
It's a pleasure.
Jane, first off, how are you a dream analyst? What did it take to become a dream analyst and what does it mean?
A dream analyst is a person who listens to people's dreams and helps them to understand more about themselves and their unconscious mind through their dreams. Because when you look at a dream, what you're really doing is getting a window into that person's mindset. A dream tells us how we're processing our daily experiences, and that tells us how our mindset is set. I've got a scientific background. I graduated as a scientist, studying how the brain and nerves work. And so I, about nearly 27 or 28 years ago, did a lot of research into dreams, and that began my journey into becoming a dream analyst.
And so at the moment, Jane, Josiah and I have noticed that we both are having very vivid and clear dreams with everything going on. And we spoke about it on the show yesterday, and some other listeners agreed that their dreams are the same. So is that a reality? Is that why it's happening?
Yeah, I'm hearing that over and over again for so many people, and particularly for people that don't usually remember their dreams. So we all dream, it's just that we don't all remember. But when we're processing really tough stuff, as a lot of us are processing at the moment, you know, you go to bed, your dreaming mind, your dreaming brain has the task of processing all this emotional stuff and all the thinking stuff and all this, how am I going to solve this problem and what am I going to do next? And it's a big, big amount of stuff for your dreaming brain to do. And that's why the dreams are so amazingly intricate. Another reason why a lot of people are getting so many vivid dreams at the moment is that if they're not working, so you're sleeping in a bit because you don't have to do all the transport thing to get there, and the longer you sleep, the more dreams you have, and particularly the dream just before you wake up in the morning is often the most vivid. And because you don't jump out of bed and go, right, quick, check, scroll my mobile, get in the shower, get off to work, because you're not doing all of that, you've actually got time to remember your dreams.
That makes sense, because Herbie and I have just come back from a couple of weeks off, and we have been talking about, we said to each other how much we have been sleeping, so that definitely could explain that. I need to ask you a question, Jane. While I have had a time off, there's been a recurring dream for me. I can't exactly explain the dream, but my beautiful ex-girlfriend has appeared one too many times for my liking in my dreams. What's going on in my life, Jane?
It can be one or two things when it's an ex. One, it can be that you're actually beginning to resolve those issues within yourself, like come to terms with it, heal it within yourself. And the other one is that, say if I said to you, and I'm not going to say to you, but I say to you, you know, what's her personality? And you might say, oh, she doesn't mind taking risks. Then that dream of getting up really close and intimate with somebody that doesn't mind taking risks would suggest that at the moment you're like, oh, okay, right, I'm going to start taking risks. I'm going to bring this energy right into my body. I'm going to start being more like this. So that's kind of tip of the iceberg. You know, when we're really looking at a dream, we really spend an hour to explore it. But I'd say it was along those lines.
Wow. How much do I owe you for the therapy session, Jane?
Wow. Would you say, Jane, that if we look to the finer details of Josiah's dreams, that maybe he's just still a man in love?
There's always that possibility as well.
Wow. Jane, if people want to get more of you and they're interested in your work, is janetheresa.com the best place to go?
It is indeed, yeah. You can find out more about my work. You can consult me, or you can find out about my online courses, because I mean, what better time to do online courses, hey?
Absolutely. Well, Jane, we really appreciate your time this morning. You have a fascinating job, which I no doubt would love to chat with you some more about. So we'll definitely have you on the show and speak to you again very soon.
Thank you, both of you.
Wake up. Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
Herbs, I want to talk to you now about weird phobias. Obviously, we had the last couple of weeks off. Yesterday was our first show. Today is our second. I was sitting down watching a movie last week with my family, which is pretty well the only thing you can do in quarantine. So either that or play cards with them. And we put on TV and we started watching a movie. And my sister Bronte was sitting next to me and she started like almost hyperventilating and almost looked like she was having an anxiety attack and started running out of the room. Now, to tell more about the story, I've got my sister on the phone now. Bronte joins us. Morning.
Good morning, Josiah and Herbie.
Bronte, what was happening? What's this shaking?
Okay, so what happened was Dad put on the TV and he put on a movie and the main character in the movie is Rowan Atkinson.
AKA Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean, yeah.
Mr. Bean. I cannot stand him. As soon as I see his face, I have to leave the room.
No, like, Herbs, this, and why I want to talk about it is because I turned to Mum. I was like, is she for real? Because when we were little, my sister, other sister and I, Shannon, we used to love Mr. Bean and we used to watch it all the time. And Bronte used to cry and leave the room when she was a baby. Yeah. Now, Bronte, how old are you?
I am 25.
So
you should know that, Josiah.
When Dad then puts on Johnny English, which Mr. Bean or Rowan Atkinson, the actor, comes on, and my 25-year-old sister then gets up hyperventilating, leaving the room, it caught my attention because I'm like, that's a pretty weird thing to do at 25. How have you not got over Rowan Atkinson, Bronte?
You know what? It's his face. It's his mannerisms. It's everything about him. I cannot stand. There's this weird feeling in my body. And I have to get out.
Yeah, but Bronte, surely, like, if something came out about Mr. Bean or Rowan Atkinson, like, in real life, and you found out he was hiding bodies in his basement or something like that, would you believe it?
I'd believe it, 100%. He's probably the secret Tiger King.
Is there anything else along the lines of Mr. Bean, or is it strictly just Mr. Bean you've got the fear of?
No, it's Mr. Bean. It's Rowan Atkinson. Him as a person, the character, the roles that he plays.
Someone who doesn't speak.
Herbie, I thought I was weird when I had the fear, which was Band-Aids. We've spoken about that on the show before. That's a really strong phobia of mine. But when Bronte leaves the room screaming over Mr. Bean, it made me feel so much more better about myself.
What happened to us in our childhood, Josiah?
Yeah.
We're a little messed up.
Mum and
Mr.
Dad...
Bean attacked you with Band-Aids.
Mum and Dad have got a lot of explaining to do, but Golden Valley, I want you to make us feel a little bit better this morning. What I want to do, Herbie, is open up the phones this morning. 13 12 16 is our number. What is your weird phobia? Do you have a strange left of field one? Is it Rowan Atkinson? Is it a Band-Aid? What else could it be? Give us a call now. 13 12 16 is the number. We'll take your calls next.
Turns out there's some weirder people out there than us because many listeners have got involved at our Hit Facebook page at Hit Golden Valley. There's one that I'm not too sure about. Joe has said wooden icy pole sticks.
I've heard this one before, Herbs. A few people are like that. They can't eat around the ice. They eat around the ice cream, so they leave the little bits on the stick.
Scrape it off. They won't scrape it.
Yeah, which I find strange, but you don't know what happens to people to get these phobias.
And I was a kid. Who knows what happened to them?
We also got one off Jody. She said she has a phobia of teeth, which is strange because we all have them. I'm guessing it's like, yeah, that noise. Well, we played the audio of Keira Knightley on the show yesterday. If you missed it, she can actually play Yesterday by the Beatles with her teeth. So, Jodie, if you're listening, you might want to turn this one down.
So I'm going to play my teeth, which is my one and only party trick. Here's Yesterday by the Beatles.
If you're Jodie right now, you're literally having like a full-blown panic attack.
We're sorry, Jodie. We're sorry. Look, Taylor has said, do you want to talk about fettuccine tagging her friend Lester? So I don't know if Lester's got a phobia of fettuccine the pasta.
What? How nice it is. Let's talk about that. Not a phobia of it, though.
And Amy seemed to pop up a lot. I don't know what's going on there.
They are a weird-looking bird, but it's one thing to not like it, another thing to have a full-blown phobia of it. I like this one. Kira has said bananas. There's been a couple of those popping through as well, Herbs. And this one I find is very similar to my sister's. Shannon has said that she has got a phobia of Peter Garrett.
Him or his dancing?
Yeah. Is it the bald noggin? Is it the band? Like, is she hearing this song right now and having compulsions? Like,
well, if she's having compulsions, it would look like he is dancing.
Thank you to every single person that got involved. If you still want to get involved, hit GB on Instagram or hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I think it's an easy one to say that everyone loves a burger. And I can say everyone because these days there's burgers for everyone. If you're gluten-free, there's a burger for you. If you're vegan, there's a burger for you. So burgers, they're a great thing. Even last night, I made Ripper Rissoles. I sent you some pictures.
Yeah, you sent me a
Snapchat. I love a good burger.
It wasn't the Snapchat I wanted, but my goodness, it looked delicious.
And the best thing about a burger, I think, is because you can make it your own. But if you think of a stock standard one, you've got your beef patty. You have lettuce, tomato, cheese, onion, and then whatever sauce you want to go with it. And from there, you can take things away or add things to it.
I'm going to throw away a little left of field option here. I don't like burgers with meat on them. I only like it with chicken.
With chicken?
Yeah, I'm a chicken burger guy. My mum, oh my goodness, she makes delicious burgers. I had one in the when we had our 2 weeks off, and anyway.
I could go a burger right now.
So could
I really, I could really rip into a burger. But I think there's one issue that we all face when eating burgers, and we've all been there. You're eating it, and then all of a sudden, stuff starts to fall out the bottom. They just get messy. It doesn't look like it did at the start. You make your way through it and you think, oh my God, what is this disaster in my hands?
And do you know what the worst bit is when you've got the most delicious sauce and it's coming out the other end? You're like, no, stay in. I need you in there. Stay.
And do I want to lick the serviette that's at the bottom? No, probably not, because I'm in a public place.
I mean, you do, but you don't.
I would. But look, thankfully for us, we've got some researchers over in Japan who have put in some time to the burger, and they've gone, it turns out we've been eating burgers wrong our whole lives, because we shouldn't be getting messy.
I don't understand. There shouldn't be
sauce dripping out of them.
Yeah, but Herbs, I don't know how any other way you can eat a burger. Like with a pizza, some people eat it flat. In Albania, mm-hmm. I know we fold it in half. A lot of places in Europe do that. My friends roll it up almost like a cannoli. There's many different ways. A burger, surely there's only one way.
Well, it's still a similar way, but you know how we normally put the thumbs at the bottom and then the rest of your fingers are on top?
Yep.
And you're holding it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when you go to eat, stuff starts to fall out the bottom. So these researchers over in Japan put in 4 hard months of research into this, and then they took it to a Japanese TV show to reveal their findings. And what they found out is that we need to simply move our pinky from the top to the bottom of the burger. And you know, we tend to squeeze quite hard. I know I do because I want to keep everything in. No. Squeezing hard is terrible. Do not squeeze hard. You just want a gentle, soft, 3 fingers on top, your pinky on the bottom, and your thumb on the bottom. And that's how you should eat your burger without anything falling out, because when you go to tilt a bit, your fingers are connected, your thumb and your pinky.
Well done, Japanese researchers. That makes sense. Just bringing your pinky down kind of closes that gap, doesn't it?
I mean, it's one simple move. But anyone could have thought of it. But thankfully, the Japanese, they invested 4 months of their time to let us know that.
Look, I don't want to be negative because I love a burger, but there's coronavirus going around in the world at the moment. They spent 4 months investigating how to eat a burger. Herbs, surely they could have figured out coronavirus cure before they did burger cures.
Maybe they're onto that next. In my eyes, burgers come first, then corona.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Mara, it is your pleasure, okay?
Straight out of the gym and onto the airwaves.
Yeah, mate, it's Mario.
We do love it when you guys call the show, and we've just received a call from one of our favourites. It is Mario from Shepparton. Thanks so much for the call, mate.
Yeah, Mara, it's my pleasure. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, we're going all right. How are you and the family? Everyone holding up all right?
Mara, I have been banished, mate.
What do you mean?
I have been banished to live in the gym and garage, mate.
Oh, is this because all your family's at home?
Let me just say that we nearly have civil wars, mate, for the first time, you know?
Well, you do have 14 kids, and your wife, what's your wife's name again, Mario?
Marietta.
Marietta. Mario Marietta, that's quite the combo. What's going on? Is it the kids going up against each other? Is it you against Marietta?
Marietta, everybody versus Mario, you know what I mean?
See, Mario, I was actually thinking about you when we were away last week on our break because school went back in Victoria and you've got 14 kids, so I was thinking, are you now principal and father, or how's it all going?
Well, first of all, let me just say, I bet you was thinking about me, Herbie. Now, look, Mario does not have a teaching style that is conducive to schoolwork and children. Mario's, let me just say, my philosophy on teaching is, may you watch me do it and then you copy, okay?
Do as I do, is that your motto, Mario?
Mate, I'm very good at teaching the gym and the lifting of the weights. And, you know, the stereotypical Italian things like cooking the sauce and doing the concrete. But when it comes to the mathematics, the English, the history, not so much, mate, you know?
And Mario, seeing that people are saying you can still exercise outside of your homes, you've got 14 kids. Do you take them all for a walk because you are a household, or do you just select your favourite child?
We do weights on the grass, mate. Weights on the grass.
You know what, Mario? With the rules that you're not allowed out in more than twos unless you're a family, have you had any complaints? Have anyone seen you and the whole family doing your weights in the grass or going for a walk? Because that'd be you and Marietta plus 14 kids. That's 16 people walking around. No doubt some people will get annoyed by that.
Mate, we've had the cops come around 5 or 6 times because someone report a party. Mate, it's just a family having dinner.
Well, Mario, before you go, how is the general vibe? Are you feeling pretty positive about everything that's going on in the world at the moment?
Mate, I'm very positive to get the kids back to school. That's going to save my life, particularly. Marietta, she's pretty much positive just to have the grappa in the afternoon that gets her through. But apart from that, mate, nobody will be testing positive, okay?
Well, it looks like everything's going well in your world, Mario. Thanks for the positive outlook on life, and love to the family. And as always, we and everyone listening loves it when you call through. So we'll speak to you soon, okay?
Goodbye, my friend.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of people are getting very creative while they're in isolation. And we know here in Australia, our lockdown laws are a little bit looser than a lot of other countries because we have less cases, which is great for us, and it means that we are sticking to the rules and doing everything that the government's telling us to. But we know countries like the UK and America, they have had a lot more cases, and they've had a lot more cases where people have passed away.
I was speaking to a friend of mine that lives in Miami over the weekend, and she sent me a video of everyone partying in their units, and I was like, hang on, is everyone in? She goes, the streets are in lockdown, but you're allowed as many people over as you want. So even though they are in isolation, their rules are still a lot looser than ours. It'd be fun to have.
There's a reason they've got their cases.
I was going to say, when you have 30 mates all coming around for a party, my goodness.
But the UK, they have been really strict, although there is talks at the moment that they will start lifting some of their rules. And so we will hopefully in the coming weeks see schools go back. But there is a lot of people who have been working from home, and they've got to make do with what they've got. And there's some people who are really, really creative when it comes to this. And there is one BBC weatherman that I want to give a shout out to this morning. His name is Owen Wynne Evans, and he has been doing his weather reports from home. But on this one particular day, he did his weather report and he added something extra at the end, and it's blown my mind. It is fabulous. Have a listen.
That's the forecast. Stay safe and I'll see you soon.
Wow.
So what Owen has done... That's Owen on the drums. So he's finished the forecast. He's run inside to his drum kit, and to the BBC theme music, he's played along the drums while his cameraman's shooting it.
Unbelievable. Let's have a listen one more time.
That's the forecast. Stay safe, and I'll see you soon.
Here's the big bit. Wow. How good's that?
How awesome is Owen? I'll tell you one thing that's for sure. As soon as the laws are lifted, I'm on a flight over to the UK to have a beer with Owen.
Oh, I'll tell you what would make that. Imagine if we here in the Goulburn Valley or someone right here in Victoria did exactly what Owen did. Imagine, I'll tell you what would go viral, not just around Australia, but around the world, Jane Bunn.
Jane, well, you're thinking in another reason. I tell you who's just a great bloke, Hitchie.
Oh.
Hitchy. If Hitchy did something.
Imagine Hitchy giggling, right, on the drums with Jane Bunn dancing in the background. I'm pretty sure they're not even the
backup
same.
Backup dancer.
That would go, you know what? I'll chuck that on my TikTok. That'd go nuts.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of people are on Instagram. It's probably one of the biggest apps, you'd say. I reckon it's nearly taken over. Facebook.
Yeah, I actually had this conversation during our break, Herbs, either side of Easter with my cousin. He's into all this sort of stuff and he studies it and listens to too many podcasts. He was saying, and I said that, I said Instagram's way bigger now. He goes, nah, Facebook still trumps it because of the older people that are on it.
The older. Instagram, but in terms of younger generation, I reckon Instagram is where it's at.
And my favourite as well.
It's your favourite. Well, I mean, TikTok would be up there with you now.
Yeah, until I got banned.
You're obsessed with it.
I got banned.
You can listen to that and now catch up later on, find out why you got banned. But with Instagram, I think it is great. You get to put up photos of your life. You get to put up videos. And now you have the option on just the post that you can put up to 10 posts or photos in that individual post. And then the extra element that Instagram does offer is the stories. So that's just where you can put up a picture or a video up at the top part of your Instagram, and it's up there for 24 hours. If you go to HitGVs at the moment, we've got our daily rundown, what you can expect on our show, plus a little poll. There's also some videos of Josiah and I doing our talent from yesterday, which I highly recommend checking out. So it is a good feature because for me, it's something that's up there and it disappears. Because you know how there's a lot of pressure put on people these days with editing their posts. I think with Instagram stories, it's a little less pressured because you go, oh, it's going to be deleted in 24 hours.
Yeah, the people that want to see it can. Everyone else, stuff it. You can't.
Exactly. Now, something I've noticed, and this isn't anything new, this has been for a while now, that there's always a select few people in your friendship circle or in your family that love a story, maybe a little bit too much. Now, I'll be the first to put my hand up and say, I am a fan of an Instagram story.
Yeah.
I love them and I think they're great in terms of capturing a moment. So for me, I focus Instagram stories on moments like Easter. I was with my family and I like to show how I had Easter with my family, or Christmas is a big event in mine, or when my parents come to visit me. They tell more of a story, I think, than making it all about myself, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, you also pre-lockouts and lockdown, you don't mind going to the pub and screaming into your iPhone every song that the DJ plays and then uploading it to Instagram as well.
That one is always a regret on a Sunday morning when you watch back your story. I have one of the world's worst voices.
I love
it's never
song.
Stopped me
it's
on a night out.
Pitbull again. Play Flo Rida. Play Kesha. All right, we've heard it before, Herbs.
But I do think there's a limit. I think there should be a limit on Instagram stories. So say I was featuring myself in a night out. Maybe it's your birthday. Maybe I'd go over, my first post would be happy birthday to you. Then it would be you having a drink. Then maybe you cutting the cake. And then you out trying to flirt with a girl. Then you failing. And then maybe you in the cab home eating some Maccas.
Succeeding.
That's a good little story.
Eating Maccas on the way home to me is a massive success, by the way.
So let's say that's around 8 posts. I think that is a comfortable amount. You could probably add a few more. You could take a few off. But there is a handful of people out there who seem to think there is no limit. And they post so many, like a mutual friend of ours. We saw this while we were on our break. It was their birthday. And they decided to reshare, because once you get tagged in a post, you can reshare that post on your story. They had 84 stories.
Yeah, you're having a laugh, aren't you? Once you've gone about 10 in my eyes. You're having a laugh to get through 84. And not to mention, when you see those little dots, it almost hurt my eyes to see how many there were. Good effort by you to count them as well, Herbs. Great effort.
It was research only for the show. Literally didn't see what the photo was. I just kept skipping through and counting until I got to the end. But 84 individual posts. And as you said, when you see those little markers at the top of every story, I think if you see more when they get too small, you know, the size of them changes, you just think this person shouldn't be on Instagram.
For your birthday, what about if it's your wedding or something like that? Is there ever an exception for it?
I think birthday, no, because birthday for yourself, if you, again, if you're giving people content that they can enjoy, but if it's just photos of yourself, go get a photo album out. No one wants to care. Like, no one loves you that much. You seem to love yourself more than anyone.
Yeah, you know what you should do? On your birthday, post a story saying, hey, does anyone care if I post 20 photos of myself on my story? Anyone that replies, send them a private message with every story that you're exactly. going to post. Otherwise, leave us all alone. We don't want to see what your birthday happened 84 times.
Don't get me wrong. Post a few, but not 84 times. Wedding may be an exception, but again, I haven't got married, so I can't put my thoughts onto that one.
Goulburn Valley, we want your thoughts this morning. Should Instagram stories have a limit? Should we be celebrating things like your birthday and weddings? Should you be able to have 100, 200 stories, or should it be capped?
Looks like we're not alone. Our poll at our Instagram story at HitGV, 61%. It stands out now. It's gone up 1% since we last gave you the update. And we've also had a message come through from Paige, not Instagram, but Snapchat. Someone's story was so long, my phone froze, glitched and crashed, and I couldn't open Snapchat for a solid day.
Wow. It doesn't matter who you are. Even if you're a Kardashian, I don't want to see 84 stories. Even if it's my idol, right, someone who I really look up to, I still don't want to see 84 stories. I'm not sitting through that. Who has the time?
I just, that's me going through it, skipping.
13, 12, 16 is the number. Should Instagram stories have a limit? Michelle in Benalla, what are your thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. You guys are fine at it, I've noticed. You do only like sort of four max, five max at a time. But some of my older friends, they're, you know, like 30.
Poor.
Which, it's just too much. In my books, I think 30, how much do you love yourself? No one does love themselves that much. And if you do, get off Instagram, in my eyes.
Yep.
No one wants to
quality
see
over
especially
quantity.
When they put it up, their own posts up of themselves. It's not even other content. It's themselves.
Yes, yes. Also, I don't watch the stuff as much. Like, I'll actually view things if there's four or five, but I won't view it if there's 30.
Michelle, I was going to say, do you still click through to give them the view, or do you just, once you get through that three or four, do you just swipe next to the next person?
Swipe to the next person.
How many shots do you give them in terms of if they do 30 Insta stories once, do you unfollow them straight away, or do you give them a few shots?
I never unfollow because they're still friends technically, but I just don't. I just always swipe straight past them now.
Name and
so then
shame.
They start to make the end.
Name and shame, Michelle. Who are they? Who are your friends? Are they listening right now in Benalla?
Yes, probably.
No one listens, don't lie. Thanks for your call, Michelle.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
A lot of people across the country, they've returned from neighbouring countries, from their, maybe where they're living. I know your friend's come home from New York, that's where he was living. My brother's come home from New York, that's where he was living. And they've been put into hotels for 14 days. And this is continuing at the moment. So it's to self-quarantine, but to make sure that they're actually staying indoors. And so we had my brother on the show before the break, and he enjoyed it. I can tell you that much. He came out Easter Sunday. I still haven't seen him, but we've FaceTimed. And he said it was one of the best things he's ever done.
Yeah,
he's an introvert and likes his own company.
If you're an introvert, it's the ideal situation. So is the whole isolation thing. But if you're an extrovert, like yourself, Herbs, I can't imagine you doing well in there.
Yeah, do you know what? I've given it some thought, and I think it would change you a little bit. I mean, you're getting fed, you're saving money, you just have to be creative, and that's where you and I, we sort of do well in. We are creative, so maybe we could do well in there. We would just have two very different versions to an introvert's experience.
I don't know.
Ours would be wild.
If they gave you like one walk in the fresh air per day or something, I'd be okay, but without that fresh air and being able to like open space to walk and stuff, my brain, I know I'd go insane.
There is a lot of people who have been staying in the hotels that have said they've gotten a bit bored, which is fair enough. I mean, you've got your one room, you've got your TV and your imagination. So Sheraton Sydney is where some people have been sent to stay at.
There was a girl on my Instagram, actually, who I know, Tiant, she's staying there. She just got back from LA and she's putting up at that exact hotel.
Sheraton, yep. like many other people across Sydney as well are there. And so what the staff at Sheridan have actually done is they've suggested some games. They've done Sheridan Isolation Bingo. And so they've got a whole table of games and they want you to tick it off, and then you can call front desk once you have and say bingo, and you don't really win, but you are the winner. And I love some of their ideas, and I think you would too. The number one idea I really like, and something I think you would get around, is make a good old-fashioned pillow fort.
Yeah, I used to do this as a kid.
And because you're at a hotel, you can call the hotel front desk and ask for more pillows.
Brilliant idea. How many is too many pillows? That's my biggest question.
There's not. There's not. Make a journal entry or write a poem. Sing or dance. In the shower counts. Look up videos of baby animals. Hydrate. Drink 2 litres of water a day. And those ones aren't too crazy like the pillow fort, but I do like this one. Get out of your PJs and put on a favourite outfit and post it on social media. It's similar to what people are doing with their bins.
I saw that. Yeah, people are getting the heels on and they're dressing up like it's a night out. I'm seeing a lot on Instagram at the moment as well, girls posting photos of the heels going, can't wait to put these babies back on.
I'm glad I don't have to wear heels.
Yeah.
Any day I don't have to wear them is a good day. So if I was stuck in a hotel, I would be putting those slippers on and the robe, and that would be my only get-up.
Literally. It's not a bad idea by them as well, because obviously when you're relying on yourself like your brother had to do, you know, you've got your Netflix, you've got your work, you've got your little workout, push-ups, whatever you can do in your apartment, you would start to run out of ideas. 2 weeks when you're on your own is a long time.
I will tell you something, and this might be a scoop that some people may not know, because I spoke to my brother and he was staying in Crown. He actually had access to adult channels
on
the TV.
And so what happened?
So in my mind, I'm saying, we're paying for that. I didn't ask him what happened. That's a bit too far-fetched for me, mate.
That's a great point. And I'm going away from the dirty side, our tax money is paying for their, for their entertainment.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Right now, we're playing Guess the Occupation.
Simple game. Very simple game. You just tell us your car and we guess your occupation. Although, we're terrible at it. We're not good.
We're shocking. We've only got one... right since we started this game, which has been going on for a while. Now, I want to play a quick one with you before we take the go to the phones, Herbs.
Okay.
Best mate Liam, who you've heard me talk about before, he is a international DJ. He lives in New York City, right? He lives the very high life, this guy. He makes music for a living. He works with some of the biggest artists in the world. What do you reckon he drives?
So we're reversing the game here. Guess your car.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what? Looking at your car, he drives something small. You guys are in your small car gang, no doubt. You, Chad and Liam. Is he got a little Mazda 3?
I love that you're saying that like we're compensating for something. you're right, though. He does drive a small car. He drives a Toyota Echo.
Oh, so cute.
You don't picture an international DJ like that, but we do reverse this, guys. You tell us your cars, we guess your occupation. Macca's voucher's up for grabs. Nathan is in Shep. What car do you drive, mate?
Nissan Navara.
Ooh.
Nissan Navara, okay. I'm just going to go straight out. Are you a Sparky?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that was suspense there.
All right, Nathan, I want to dig a bit deeper here. What colour is your Nissan Navara?
It's black.
Oh, a black one. Black. Nice.
What year?
2008.
Okay.
Sort of new.
Nathan from Shepparton, you're a tradie, you're a builder.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Nathan, are you working at the moment with everything going on?
Yeah, I'm working at the moment.
Oh, Herbs, we should have asked that question before we guessed.
But Sparky's and Chippers are working at the moment.
What do you do with yourself, Nate?
Nah, I make dirt, mate. I'm an earth mover.
Oh, he's an earthy.
Oh, an earth mover.
Mate, we got the tradie angle right. Like, I feel like if you're driving a ute and you, or if you have a some sort of truck and you're not a tradie, I feel like you're corrupting the system here. Well, mate, the good news is you've got a Macca's voucher.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
Tell you what, I was never guessing Earth Reaver. Never. You're always winning that one, Nathan.
Thanks, Matt.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.